No, absolutely not. Just off it today for whatever reason. Totally off form. So fair dues to Cork for doing what they normally do. And we just have to go back and look at it as to just very underperformed really today. So look, it's the first time I've been involved with them in over 22, 23 games that I've seen performance like that. So it's rare enough, to be fair to them. But obviously there's massive room for improvement, and we know we can do it anyway, so it's fine.
Two home defeats, two defeats on the road. It's often said you need to be winning your home games, but it's just not happening.
Yeah, but it's, you know, we're getting the wins away as well. So, like, you know, the idea is to get to three wins, you know, and obviously a win today would have really just bedded us into Division 1. So, you know, we're hoping to get it done and dusted today. But look, it wasn't to be. So we'll have to look at it and go at Galway again next week at home.
There didn't seem to be much communication or good positive communication between the players. There were balls being given away, there were balls being dropped. And even in the second half, when you had that massive wind in your backs, the forwards were out in the middle of the field.
Yeah, they trained really well Wednesday, I must say. They had an internal game themselves, and they trained really well Friday, I must say. But, whatever way they woke up this morning, that, maybe they're all in a comfort zone more so than anything else. But we knew Cork were going to come with what they came with, and we just couldn't rise to the occasion. So we'll have another go at it and come back next Sunday against Galway, and we'll see.
Is not waking up with the mindset acceptable to you?
Of course not, it's acceptable, but at the same time it's their team, you know. But all you can do is prepare them as best you can in terms of your own ability. You can't be, you know, you can't be roaring and shouting at them or you know, whatever you need to do, you know. But all you can do is facilitate the sessions and facilitate the game plan, and hope that they perform or step up to it. But if they don't, that's fine as well, you know. It is what it is. We don't want girls to be overly thinking this game either, you know. Obviously they need to go back and think about their own performance, but at the same time you don't want to be keep on top of it, hitting this performance, because you know they had a great performance against me 2 weeks ago.
You are now getting to a stage where maybe are you closer to knowing who your starting 15? I know it's a 30 player game effectively, but are you getting closer now to knowing who are your key starters?
Yeah, that told a lot today, in fairness. The Meath game told, we had a few players there, looked at a few players, the Dublin game, the Waterford game, and we'll probably have a look at one or two other players now next week again, as we have to keep the rotation system going, because we want to look at everyone before the league is finished. Even no knee-jerk reactions to this result. Great result against Meath, and we keep rotating it. So, you know, bad result today, we'll keep rotating it. We have to see what we have out of the 30 players come the first round of the championship. That's the bottom line.